my cue to say, let's go, and good morning, everybody. That is it. My name is Dennis Fithian, and it's great to be with you here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Just a couple minutes past 6 o'clock this morning on this Wednesday, the 24th. Let's get things underway as it is a great time. It's always a great time to sit around and talk about sports. And I always long for the football season, as that is seemingly everyone's favorite sport. But what we have learned in life is that the calendar changes, and then so does the sports calendar along with it. And right now, it is a real treat if you like hockey, basketball, baseball, and oh yeah, the NFL draft, which takes place tomorrow, which is always of big interest to almost everyone. But yeah, this time around, it is going to be right here in our state, in Detroit. A celebration of football, but a celebration of the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit. I don't think that's going too far to say that. There's been, down through the years, it happens with a lot of cities, but people will knock the Motor City, will say something. When, you know, back like when the Pistons were, you know, that's way a long time ago. Back like when the Red, well, that was a long time ago too. Well, back when our teams would have success and they'd be in the postseason, those other cities would take a shot at the Motor City. But Detroit is going to be right there, front and center. It looks like the temperature is going to be decent. That was the one thing, you know, you can't control, but you do hope for, that it was going to be decent weather, because, you know, you could just see all the national people, because, you know, there's so many people down in Detroit doing shows, and the national folks crying about how cold it is in Detroit in late April was not going to be something that pure Michigan that everybody wanted to hear. But it looks like it's going to be okay that way. I want to thank Matt Shepard for having me in over the next 2 days. Is Shep, one of the busiest men in sports, is working on the TV side. It was great to see him yesterday. I hadn't seen him, of course, watch him on TV, listen to him on the radio, and then actually seeing him in person for the first time in a little while. That was cool, seeing old Shep. And it's good to be here across the state of Michigan. I was looking, and I'm going to dive right into, tell you what happened, and give you some thoughts on the NHL and NBA playoffs and the Tigers. I was just looking at the station affiliates, and it's really a bucket list for the state of Michigan when you just go along and go around the mitten and you just look at it. My mom and uncle and a couple different other relatives, some cousins, they all have cottages up in Clare. So me being from Southeast Michigan, almost my entire life, I'll drive up, from Southeast Michigan by Flint and up, through not quite to Grayling and Gaylord, but, Midland sometimes. I take it up to Saginaw, cut across, I believe, 10, with Bay City and all of that, for those listening on the Mitt. And then, if we were talking about a Michigan bucket list, I think the two of the top five things that people would say, Petoskey and Charlevoix would be on that list, and so too would Traverse City. And, I think the Picture Rocks, which I've never seen myself, I've just seen pictures of it. That looks like a pretty cool thing to do. And also going to the UP and seeing some of the different waterfalls, I think that would be in the top five as well. But really, across Michigan here, the Michigan Sports Network, it is a bucket list when I look at the X's and Bros station affiliate. So that is pretty cool. I have been to the UP. My brother went to Northern Michigan back in the day. So one thing about, you could be somebody who's lived in the state of Michigan your whole life, and they say, if you ever been to the UP, and I don't know, what do you think the, I think the average Michigander, less than half? I don't know. I would think that it would be less than half. All right, so the NHL and NBA playoffs, we'll get to them, but first things first, it's the Tigers. Now, the Tigers, they are the local baseball team and the only team that is currently active with things going on. But over the last 10 years, they have, even if they are the only thing going on in town, have taken a backseat to other things like the playoffs or certainly the NFL draft. But what the Tigers have done here is they doubled up the Tampa Bay Rays last night, 4-2. They won the opener on Monday, so they have already won the series against the Rays. And this is a team that is four games above 500. And so they demand that you talk about them and pay a little bit of attention. Now, I know how it's going to work with the Tigers. It's such a long season, the Major League Baseball season. This was a team that was pegged to almost by everyone to be a 500 team. So if you were optimistic and you liked the Tigers, you'd say, yeah, I think they're going to finish a little bit above 500. Then you'd go on the other side if you thought it was going to kind of be the same old, same old. I picked them a game or two above 500 heading into the year. But the funny thing happens with me and the Tigers. If they are above water level, if they are above 500, and they're four games above 500, I generally feel pretty good about what's going on. And I like talking about their prospects and how things are going with them and looking ahead at the schedule and peeking around, you know, the calendar at what's coming up with them and all the things that are good going on with them. It kind of goes by the wayside. If they were sitting here four games under 500, the conversation would be completely different. So, but I don't have to make anything up. They are what they are. They are 14-10 on the season. And last night, well, we will hear from Mr. Green in his first multiple home run game of his career. You know, if I was hitting some points about the Tigers, if this was heading into the season, you'd say, hey, Dennis, what do you want to see when it comes down to the Tigers? I would say, well, I want to see some stars emerge. And if guys that are stars, like I would put Tarik Skubal in that category, I want to see them possibly take that next step where you would say they would get into a stratosphere where you could even call them a superstar. Vie for the Cy Young if you're somebody like Tarik Skubal, who on Monday night was pretty brilliant for the Tigers. But in that everyday lineup, the first name I would have pointed to was Riley Green. I want to see Riley Green jump out and take that next step. I'd said the same thing about Spencer Torkelson. But right now, Riley Green is doing that. And we'll get into the Tigers and just how I see how things are rolling with them a little bit more on Riley Green. And I'll catch up on all of the playoff action last night and what's happening tonight. It is great to be with you here on X's and Bros this morning. Of course, we'll get the phone number out there for you and the text line, because definitely want to hear from the people just to see where you are at with all of it. It is an open topics sports bonanza here. And of course, the NFL draft going to take front and center. All right, straight ahead, more Tigers and the NHL and NBA playoffs here on X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archived boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Roast Umber is a farm-direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And also the Nitro Cold Brew Coffee is a convenient and healthy option for energy with no sugar additives. Look for it at your local retailer or at roastumber.com.
Riley Green lays into one. Center field, a Rosarena looking up. No chance! Florida man homers in Florida. 1-0 Tigers.
Bombs away to dead center field. Riley Green flexing his muscles to the big part of the ballpark.
Riley Green tears into another one. The Tigers lead.
Oh my.
Welcome home, Riley Green. Just down the road from Oviedo. 3-2 Tigers.
Kevin Cash pulled in the left-hander, Riley Green, and Riley Green greets him.
That is officially, with a two-home run day, pizza pizza.
There it is from Bally's. JB and Simo on the call of Riley Green crushing not one, but two homers and picking up three ribbies in the Tigers' 4-2 victory over the Rays. And Detroit has won the first two games in the series with Tampa. They'll go for that sweep later on today. But about the Tigers, four runs last night, but just six hits, half of them were home runs. And that was the first multi-homer game from Riley Green. Welcome in. Welcome back, X's and Bros. I'm Dennis Fithian, in for Matt Shepard here on the Michigan Sports Network. Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about the NFL draft coming up. Why don't I just go ahead and get a question out there for you? If you're somebody that's so inclined that wants to jump right in, I'd like to hear from you. Love to hear from the people across the great state of Michigan. I just want to know your trust level in the Lions organization as we are on the eve of the 2024 NFL draft. The trust level in the Lions organization. Get on in at 866-838-4843, 866-838-4843 on the Meyer hotline. And I am told that we can also get you via text, where Ben will read those off to us. You text Sports Radio to 21,000. Sports Radio to 21,000. So we want to hear from you right now on that. We've got NHL and NBA playoffs going on. Last night, the Blue Shirts, the Rangers, took a 2-0 lead on the Washington Capitals. That should be the Red Wings. 4-3, the Rangers top the Caps. Ovechkin has not had a point in the first two games of the series. The Rangers lead it 2-0. Also, the Panthers, who made it to the Stanley Cup Finals last year, they lead the Sunshine State Series 2-0 over Tampa with a 3-2 win. First overtime game, if I'm not mistaken, here in the NHL playoffs, goes to Florida as they are one better than Tampa, 3-2 in that one. The other two games late last night, Colorado 3 better than Winnipeg, 5-2. So the Avs even up that series with the Jets, and then also 3 better in their game and tying up their series at 1 apiece. Nashville beat Vancouver by a final of 4-1. I take a peek for tonight and the schedule in the NHL. Bruins and Maple Leafs. If you were just someone who had nothing at stake, nothing at all, you just liked hockey, maybe you're just a Red Wing fan, you're like, okay, I'm going to watch hockey. This would be the series, the Bruins and Maple Leafs. They've been pretty good in game one, and now we have a series tied after Toronto came back and put it to Boston, but that series now shifts up, so that'll be up in Toronto. They'll be going nuts up there. That might be, you know, if you're going to watch one pregame where they sing the anthems and everything else, I think up there in Toronto, that would be the one. That's a 7 o'clock faceoff. And then at 9:30, we have the Vegas Golden Knights and the Dallas Stars. That is game two in that series. That one's going to be in Dallas, and the Golden Knights have the 1-0 series lead in that one. Also a game two situation. Oilers lead the Kings 1-0, and that is a 10 o'clock faceoff up in Edmonton. And the Oilers, if we're talking about what's good for hockey, I would say that having the Oilers make a run would be good for hockey. That's with me, and you might be a big-time hockey fan and say, no, I'll take the best team that plays the best system. I don't need a lot of scoring, and I understand that. But if you're on the other side and you say you're a casual fan, a casual NHL fan, having somebody like Connor McDavid make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, certainly make a run, would be on a list of things that I would like to see for a excellent Stanley Cup playoffs. Now, it almost always, to me, meets the goal of great entertainment. Even when you have teams like Florida and Vegas, like we were last year, not household names and obviously not Canadian teams in there that you'd like to see. And maybe not any, say, household teams, brands, but even the players there trying to come up and name, you know, teams or players on the Knights or the Panthers. But I think you get the point there. Having Edmonton in there, a long way to say that I'd like to see that, and it would be pretty cool. Meanwhile, NBA playoffs continues, and just normally, generally speaking, first round of the playoffs, it's more entertaining because it's more unpredictable when it comes to the NHL. Lower seeds beat the higher seeds, vice versa, all the time. Usually the chalk prevails in the NBA. I know last year Miami came up with a big upset as an eight seed, but the first round of these NBA playoffs, not too shabby. And you have the T-Wolves. A lot of people were predicting the Suns to upset the Timberwolves in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs, but Minnesota has come out and they smacked around Phoenix in game one, and then they won last night 105-93, and I'll say take a commanding 2-0 series lead. I wish I had the number in front of me. I just saw it this morning, but in the NBA, when you take a 2-0 series lead, the percentage of you winning that series is big time on your side. I'll say 81%. I'll have to, don't go around at work saying, hey, the radio said 81%. It's a big percentage. I didn't exactly get what it is, but it is pretty big. And the T-Wolves up on the Suns. I'm going to have a note on the Suns in just a second as it pertains to maybe the Pistons. Also evening up, also going on last night, and it was an evening up of the series. Indiana went to Milwaukee with no Giannis, and this time around, the Pacers did what a lot of people thought they were going to do in game one, and that is win handily, 125-108. How about that? Well, Bucks getting, and the Milwaukee Bucks, how about that? But no Giannis. That's the key part in that one, and the Pacers have evened up that series. And then in the nightcap, it was Dallas evening things up with the Clippers, 96-93. Somebody went over to the Mavericks and said, hey, the playoffs have started. It was the Clippers just smacked them around in game one. But here you go, Dallas coming back and evening up that series at one all. I think if we talk about the Mavs and Clippers, that one seems destined, easy to say after it's tied at one, but that seems like it's going to be a seven-game series. The Pacers and Bucks, I think we keep watching to see if Giannis would get in there. At some point, that also seems like it's going to be, whether he is in or out, a longer series. But then you could see the Pacers getting up and then, Giannis having to play if they get down a couple games. So there's some intrigue there. And with Phoenix, there are two teams, if you are a Pistons fan and you're like, I don't watch the NBA playoffs if the Pistons aren't in it. It's understandable. I get that. But there are two teams that could possibly be looking to move on in the with some of their key, blow it up, some of their key stars. And by the way, we have just two games in the NBA tonight, Heat and Celtics. Celtics are up. Rolled the Heat in game one. That is a 7 o'clock start in Boston. And then you have the Pelicans in the Thunder, OKC, winning by a bucket late on Sunday night. That is a 9:30 start at Oklahoma City. Yeah, so back to the Pistons note in just a second. Why don't I get to that? But it has to do with Devin Booker and Joel Embiid and the Detroit Pistons, possibly. Let's get to that coming up straight ahead. It is X's and Bros. I'm Dennis Fithian, in for Matt Shepard, asking you, with the NFL draft being tomorrow, your trust level in the Lions organization. You want to hit on anything else going on, like these NBA, NHL playoffs, or the Tigers? That's fair game. Give us a call. We'll give you that NBA tease with the Pistons straight ahead here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Coming up later today at 3 on the Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network, I'll deliver huge opinions on everything you're talking about.
That's right. Good morning, everybody. 25 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. I'm Dennis Fithian, in for Matt Shepard here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. It's great to be with you here. I've got a question for you about the Lions in front of the NFL draft tomorrow. I'm asking you your trust level overall in the Lions organization. 866-838 4843 on the Meyer hotline. That is the number. Like to hear from you. 866-838-4843. Now, I'm going to answer that question myself, but two things that I wanted to get to. I mentioned the NBA playoffs last night. The Suns going down 0-2 to the T-Wolves, and you know that the Sixers, they have dropped the first two games to the Knicks in their first round series. Both of those teams are interesting in a way that they might be looking to move on from not just stars, but guys you could say could be superstars. And maybe this is where the Pistons could get in. Now, this is just a thought here. I'll tell you what you think. You tell me what you think. Joel Embiid just recently won the MVP of the league. But we all know what the story is with Embiid. He gets hurt all the time. And the Sixers fans and the Sixers organization, they might be looking to move on because of the injury history with Joel Embiid if there was an enticing enough package out there from another team. Now, the first thing you have to think, you're driving around, you say, I don't want anything to do with Joel Embiid. The guy can't stay healthy. That's understood, but that's why there's the possibility that you could actually get him if you're the Pistons. Now, it would be bold. It would be a gamble. What would you have to give up? Those are all the questions that you have to come up with. Now, I feel like this is predicated if the Pistons are going to be involved in anything like this. They ended up with the worst record again in the NBA. And it's not a sure thing that they win the lottery. Obviously, we have seen them be in position where they're supposed to win the lottery like last year. They get Wembanyama and they weren't able to do it. But they're in that same spot again, so they obviously they have a chance. One of the top three chances. But let's just say they get the number one overall pick. And no, there's no Wembanyama sitting there. And if I polled 100 people that are listening right now and say, hey, who would you take? You might have a lot of people just shrugging their shoulders saying, I don't know. I don't know myself. There's some dude from France that just declared who could be the top guy. So there's not a whole lot of anything close to a consensus on who would be the number one pick. However, Phoenix might really, or the Knicks or the Suns, we'll get to the Suns in a second, they might really like somebody that's sitting there. And if you had the number one overall pick, and then you said, hey, here's Jalen Duren, recent first-round pick, a lot of upside, still a pretty young guy. Also, Jaden Ivey, also a very high lottery pick from a couple years ago, and the number one overall, would that be enough? And see, I have not included Cade Cunningham, which is, I think, important for the Pistons. You don't just give up everything for Joel Embiid. Is that something that the Sixers would think about doing? Is that something that the Pistons would think about doing? Now, if I was advising the Pistons, I would not just do this deal how I've just laid it out there without getting in touch with Joel Embiid. If Joel Embiid, after the Sixers get swept out of this series, if that happens against the Knicks, if Joel Embiid says, I'm going to skip the Olympics this upcoming year, I am going to really work on my health, where, you know, everybody says it, get him in the pool, lose some weight. People say that to me too, but we're talking about Joel Embiid here. Could you get him with a nutritionist? Could you get him to lose some weight? Could you get him to buy into come on in and play with Cade McNamara? That would be the thing. And it's bold, and you might be thinking, wow, great if he can stay healthy. But that is the gamble, and I think the Pistons are in a position where we are talking about gambling. Now, I'm also talking about them getting the number one overall pick, which is the sweetener, probably the biggest one out of all of this. And you can say the Sixers are going to want a hell of a lot more. And it's going to start with that number one pick and then right behind with Cunningham. And then I'd say, okay, I don't want to do that. But the Suns, I'm not talking about Durant, but I am talking about Devin Booker. and the same kind of situation with that number one overall pick and Duren and Ivy and getting Devin Booker to come back to the state of Michigan. If I'm not mistaken, he's a Grand Rapids guy originally. Now, Ben Zost, who's producing this show, I had mentioned last segment about the NBA playoffs and just what a commanding series lead is when you are up 2-0. And I said it was 81%. I was guessing. Ben looked it up, 92% if you win the first two games in the NBA playoffs. So that is a commanding lead for both the Timberwolves and the New York Knicks. Why I bring it up with the Pistons. 866-838-4843. That is the Meyer hotline. And you can get in via text. You text Sports Radio to 21,000. And if you are out there, and you are, I would love to hear from you via the text and get some feedback from the people saying, hey, who is this guy? And then whatever you think so far of the show, like the energy, like the information. Let's roll. I have a question. I have a thought. There you go. Or, you know, maybe it could be like, what in the heck is going on here? Who is this guy? I don't like him. Now, I don't know why you would say that, since this could be the first time you're ever listening to me, but, you know, I am asking for the feedback. So if that's honestly how you feel, go ahead and use the phone number to get in, answer the question with your trust level on the Lions organization, or use the text. 21,000, text Sports Radio, and get your thoughts in that way. Now, Ben, I just asked for, pleaded for text. Now, is there any that are sitting there ready to go?
Yeah, we got a couple. One says, good morning, Dennis. Great to hear you again. Love the idea of Duren, Stewart, and Ivy, and draft the Connecticut center at one to pair with Cade and Embiid.
Oh, that's Kling Kong from UConn. Klingon, right? And he wants to deal beef stew in a package, but keep the number one. Well, a Klingman is in play there at number one, so I like that. I like where you're thinking. That's a possibility. What else?
It says the Red Wings should not be in the playoffs. They blew two Arizona games. Was it the coach? Was it the players? They blew it. And the Lions should have been in the Super Bowl, too. You have to kick those field goals.
Well, let's hit on both of those. Those are two real hot ones. I think if it comes down when you're saying, is it the coach or the players when it's the Red Wings, I would say yes. Yes, it is. Now, if I want to go with one or the other, I am going to put it on the players. They're not just those two games that you talked about. We could go through a dozen games where the Red Wings coughed up a point, missed out on a point, whatever it is. And, you know, that is going to be on the players. Now, they didn't have their number one goalie for a lot of the year. If I had to just say something easily about the Red Wings and what they need to do, they need to get bigger. They need to get tougher. Almost always say that about the Red Wings historically. So if I wanted to zero in a little bit more on them, they need to get better defensively. That's what they need to do, not just with their defensemen, but with their forwards as well. I think we can all agree on that. As far as the head coach, nobody would be surprised if they moved on and went with another head coach. I wouldn't, but I've seen Steve Yzerman be very patient before with his head coach, so I don't anticipate there being a move there. But when you give up as many points as they did, and then you're right there and come up short, it's certainly a candidate, and nobody could go crazy if Steve Yzerman made a move that way. And I have to say, you know, it's been 8 years since the Red Wings have been in the playoffs, and I thought that they should have got in the playoffs this year, you know, before the season, and then watching them this season, they were sitting there in such a prime spot that, I don't know, I'd say that they've choked it away, but they did go into a type of free fall and then picked it up late. But man, watching that last week and the energy finally at the Little Caesars Arena to win some of those games, and it felt like the playoffs. It just gave you that feeling again of the way it used to be, and how much you want it. Now, I think we could all agree on that part. We just want to see him get back in there. But I'll go with the players. If it's the coach or the players, I probably almost always go with the players in a scenario like that. And as far as the Lions, wow, what a statement. They should have kicked those field goals in the second half. Yeah, they should have kicked the field goals. Goff shouldn't have overthrown his receiver on the first series. His tight end should have hauled one in. His wide receiver, who's now gone, and Reynolds, had two key drops. His top running back there, and Gibbs, shouldn't have fumbled. The defensive back had one of those black swan type situations where the ball hit him in the face. And oh yeah, the field goals that weren't taken to stem the tide and turn around the momentum. And then I like Dan Campbell, and I like Johnson. Who's going to say they don't like those guys? But both of those guys had terrible second halves. It was a complete meltdown in the second half. As much as here's Jared Goff yesterday coming out, clarifying his statement a little bit about, people dwell on the negativity and anything else. I am almost completely full of optimism and just glowing things to say about the Honolulu Blue and Silver on the eve of the draft. But yeah, you're bringing up the second half against the 49ers. It was a complete meltdown. What's going to happen? We are doing this in real time. What kind of benefit of the doubt do the Lions get? Is this going to be a situation where this was their one shot, and then every year it's going to go back to the way it used to be? I hate to say the same old Lions, but there is a possibility. Anything's possible here. So I'm just talking about some of the scenarios. If it went back and we're going to say, 2023 in the second half, it could happen. But there's a lot of signs that that is not going to be the case. The Lions, they've got a lot of young talent. The window is cracked wide open for them to win a Super Bowl. And just looking over Detroit sports history, what is it, 87? You know, if Isaiah Thomas, when he threw away that ball in Game 5, remember Bird steals the ball? That was a low point in Detroit sports history. And it was a really hard summer. Isaiah Thomas. People are like, Isaiah must have been on the take. What's he thinking? He had a timeout. What a complete meltdown. But people don't talk about that with Isaiah Thomas, because the Pistons came back the following year and they beat the Celtics. And then they were able to ultimately, after losing to the Lakers, that beat the Lakers. And then they staved off the Bulls, and it was an incredible. The Bad Boys are still talked about. Back-to-back championships, and you don't talk so much about Isaiah throwing the ball away from Bird. But that was the Lions last year, throwing the ball away to Bird in the second half. The Red Wings have some of those as well. All of the time before they finally broke that, 43-year drought of winning the Stanley Cup in 97. You think about, 94, the Game 7 against the Sharks. A lot of first-round Game 7s against, Cujo against the Oilers. a few others that you could put in there, but you don't talk so much about those because they ripped off four Stanley Cups and went to two other finals in a 25-year-plus run. That was incredible. That brings us to the Tigers, who had an incredible 10-year run from, 2006 to 2014, but not being able to get the World Series. What do you think about? You think about when Big Poppy hitting that grand slam. If the Tigers were able to win a World Series right thereafter, that wouldn't be talked about as much. So that's it. That's a long way to get around the NFC Championship game, and hopefully this is the Lions climbing and just getting in with their championship window and continuing on. And there's a lot of reasons, like I said, not just having that championship window open with the personnel, but in the NFL, it comes down to who's your general manager, who's your quarterback, who's your head coach, those three things. And if we talk about those three things, I would give Brad Holmes right now a 100 out of 100. I would give Jared Goff pretty high marks too. I'd put him in the 90 percentile. Dan Campbell pretty close to that as well. Things are going great with the three things that you want to have in place the most. And like we said, the talent is there for this team. So I think, remember, to Goff's point, take that negativity and just look at this roster and the kind of season that they could have, and we will do that. We will also take the turn and get into the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll talk a lot about the NFL draft. We'll continue with that question, your trust level with the Lions organization. I hit on that for just 1 second. We'll do it all. X's and Bros, I'm Dennis Fithian. It's great to be with you here on this Wednesday on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.